San Francisco, Oakland, almost 1 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A few hours from now, President Obama will tell the country more about the White House strategy in Afghanistan. The plan, which has already been signed off on, calls for sending 30,000 additional troops to Afghanistan very quickly. With the latest, we're live at the White House with ABC's Ann Compton.
Calling this a surge, Sherry, President Obama has set the figure at 30,000 fresh U.S. troops, and he would have them deployed and on the ground in a scant 6 months. Advisors also say he will name a date, July 2011, for the beginning of a transfer of responsibility to a new Afghan army, so some of these Americans could begin coming home. Sherry?
Some of the president's strongest allies, however, are opposing this surge. Democratic Senator Russ Feingold says sending more troops there is, in his opinion, fundamentally wrong. As far as the Florida Highway Patrol is concerned, the Tiger Woods case is closed. Here live from Florida is ABC Stephen Portnoy.
Sherry, 5 days after the accident,
the investigation has determined that Mr. Woods is at fault in the crash.
Highway Patrol Troop D Commander Cindy Williams says Woods will be ticketed for careless driving, carrying a $164 fine and 4 points. No further charges. Might be the best news Woods hears all day. Us Weekly reports it has text messages and voicemail from an L.A. cocktail waitress and reality show contestant. She says it's proof she's been carrying on with Tiger Woods since 2007. Sherry?
The latest on the Gambino crime family, a judge in New York has declared another mistrial in the case of John Gotti's son, Jr.
They called his dad the Teflon Don. Now his son is earning a similar nickname. For the fourth time, prosecutors here have failed to convict Jr. Gotti. Like prior trials, this most recent one ended in a mistrial after the jury returned from 11 days of deliberations without a verdict. Prosecutors had tried to link Gotti to a string of murders, but the defense said Gotti quit the mob more than a decade ago.
You're listening to ABC News.
Kevin Richards is concerned about sending his identity out into the world.
Hey, Kev. You know how you're always going on how I can't protect myself?
Oh, no.
I'm taking karate.
No, you're just a bundle of numbers and personal data.
Who can handle himself? Hi-yah!
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard. We scan everything from credit bureaus to public records, so you know what's going on. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again. Visit IdentityGuard.com. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt? Sky-high interest rates? Having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. Call Credit Card Relief, 866-333-9191. That's 866-333-9191. Not available in all states.
Six defendants accused of the gang rape of a 16-year-old girl outside a high school dance in Northern California have pleaded not guilty. Police say as many as 10 may have taken part. Federal health officials say the H1N1 flu is widespread in 32 states, but the numbers are dwindling.
Although flu is going down, it's far from gone. And flu season lasts until May.
CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden, as to the vaccine,
we know that there are lots of people who want to get vaccinated and haven't been able to get vaccinated yet. We know from polls that 9 out of 10 people who had had trouble getting vaccinated said that they'd try again. And now is an increasingly good time to try again because vaccine is increasingly available.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says some of the criticism he's received from commuting the sentence of a man later suspected of gunning down 4 police officers near Seattle is disgusting. Huckabee says opponents are trying to use the commutation of Maurice Clemens as a political weapon against him. Wanted in Britain, one experienced researcher into the profession of lap dancing.
Now let me get a lap dance.
Times are tough, but not so tough that the University of Leeds can't afford to hire a researcher into lap dancing at a salary of $52,000 a year. But it isn't easy work. The candidate who gets the job will have to interview 300 dancers in order to find out what kind of person goes into the field. Also, those without experience in conducting research into the female sex industry need not apply. Linda Alban, ABC News, London.
This is ABC News.
No one likes a pledge drive to support quality broadcasting. But here's some good news. You're not listening to quality broadcasting, and this is not a pledge drive. It's a pledge to drive, part of the mini fundraiser event. It's not about money. It's about having fun. Okay, it's also about money a little bit, because the Mini Cooper Hardtop delivers go-kart handling and 37 mpg starting at just $19.5. Dealers are standing by.
For details, visit miniusa.com/info. MSRP includes destination and handling. Excludes license, registration, taxes, and options.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart. The surveillance video camera on board a San Francisco Muni train where a woman was stabbed this week was working. And it's helping police get a better picture of the attacker. The woman is listed in good condition this afternoon. The 19-year-old driver of a Mini Cooper that plowed into a minivan killing a family of four in Novato previously had his license suspended for drunk driving. Records at the DMV show Stephen Culbertson, who did not survive the crash this weekend, was also involved in a crash in Lake County back in June of 2007. And an appeals court in San Francisco has ruled that gift cards that are stolen can be treated the same as a stolen credit card when sentencing is under consideration. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Ryan Craig.
Good afternoon, Brett. We have an overturned truck on Page Mill Road east of Skyline Boulevard in Santa Clara County. The roadway has been shut down in both directions because dry concrete was spilled and needs to be cleaned up. No estimated time of opening. Come to Lowe's December 2nd through December 7th and receive 20% off Olympic Premium Interior Flat and Semi-Gloss Paint, rated Best Buy by a leading consumer magazine. Lowe's, let's build something together, excludes mist tints. See store for details, valid in U.S. only. With the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, I'm Ryan Craig, KGO Radio News.
Partly cloudy tonight, mostly sunny and a bit cooler tomorrow. And Lloyd Lindsay-Young says the next chance for rain will be Sunday through Tuesday. It's 60 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
Interesting flu numbers coming out. Maybe you've seen some of this. I'll give you some details you may not be hearing. It looks like we've dipped a little from the peak in October. It's still at epidemic levels. We have just about 200 children have died, but the true number is likely to be far higher because many people with a flu don't go to the doctor, and only a few who do are tested for swine flu, and that's important. A lot of you are talking to me and saying, hey, I went to the doctor and they said I had the swine flu, but they didn't test me for it. That's because right now, about 99% of flu cases that we are sure are flu is swine flu. But you're going to be amazed by a number as it's coming right up here, because I've told you many times in the past, if you take 100 people who say they have the flu, let's talk about a normal flu year. Most of them don't. Now listen to this. The CDC is saying today only 20%, a little over 20% of specimens that are sent to them from patients with, quote, flu-like illness, after all, that's what you kind of got to call it till you know for sure, were positive for H1N1. That means 80% of you have something else. At the worst, this proportion was over 30%. Swine flu dominates. In other words, if indeed you have the flu, though, 99% of the time, as I said, it will be H1N1. The thing is that a lot of you think you have the flu and you don't. A lot of people with colds think they have the flu. And flu, clinically, you can't be sure, but listen, you got to have a fever, aches and pains, a sore throat, the headaches. Swine flu gives you some stomach problems, but not everybody gets that. So I would say fever is a big one. If you haven't got a fever, and your only symptoms are runny nose, you got a cold and not the flu. Let's see. Deaths, confirmed pediatric deaths. The children who died, many of them, 31% of the kids who died and who were tested for bacterial infections, had Staphylococcus aureus. And see, that's what happens. The flu bug puts fluid into your lungs, and then the germs that are all over the place love it, and they get in, and they kill you overnight. 22 million Americans have had swine flu. 4,000 Americans have died. And we won't know till the spring. So you can sit and try and predict. It comes in waves, so we're down a little bit this month, so maybe it's going to go away, right? And if it does, we'll be sitting here having to handle all the criticism from the pundits and the talk show hosts. You know, like, see what they... Friends, flu can be disastrous. We have had the experience. This isn't anybody making it up. And the fact is that it's down. You just might have to attribute to some of the public health efforts and those of you who got vaccines, etc. In the meantime, there are 200 children who have died and 4,000 adults who have died, and that's significant. Imagine any drug was on the market, killed 4,000 adults. I mean, think about it that way. Here, there's more death and destruction. 1,000 people hospitalized every year with aviation-related injuries. 750 die a year from aviation-related injuries. One-third in private aircraft. 29% are hurt or killed while parachuting. I didn't think it was that dangerous. Well, now you got to compare that to 2.35 million motor vehicle injuries, 37,000 deaths. Which, if you think about it, that's about the same number of deaths you would expect from influenza in a normal year. And you can't. It's a good example in how you evaluate fear and benefits and risks, etc. Because obviously, way more people drive cars than fly. And how would you compute the danger of flying? Per mile? Per hour? I mean, per mile is fair, isn't it? After all, you're going from here to there in record speed. Driving is going to take you days and days. And so depending on how you tweak the numbers, you find out that flying is very, very safe. But we don't fear our cars because you think you're in charge. Autism quackery. It's huge. It's big. We field all the calls. Chicago Tribune's got a multi-part series going. That's a very well-done series. How all these, quote, misguided practitioners administering unsubstantiated treatments that are expensive, that are dangerous. They debunk everything from hyperbaric oxygen, chelation, phenylbutyrate, all kinds of various supplements and programs. You hear all kinds, you know, of grade C movie actresses promoting these things. Then another part of the series describes how these proponents claim that certain studies support what they do, but the authors of these studies state that they're being misinterpreted. I see that. That's very frustrating. People say, go look, this was done by a professor at Yale, and it was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and it was. But they're totally misinterpreting the study. It does not support the quackery. And on the subject of that, treating autism, what would you think if I told you about a treatment here that works for autism? This is the first controlled trial of a treatment that vastly improves symptoms in your autistic kid. Now, you want to go get some quack vitamins, that's fine. But if you really want to help your kid, listen to this. University of Washington, sure to be able to find this online. Children as young as 18 months, vastly improving their symptoms. It is a trial of behavioral treatment compared to kids who got less comprehensive care. So there's a control group. They randomly assigned these kids to these two treatments. And yeah, those of you who've been involved in autism, you know this. And we've tried programs like this and not known how much they help. It focuses on social interaction, communication, which are difficult for autistic kids, for instance. The therapist or a parent, you hold a toy near a child's face to encourage the kid to have eye contact, which is a common problem in autism. Or you reward a child when they use words to ask for toys. 4 hours of therapist-led treatment, 5 days a week. 5 hours a week from parents. After 2 years, IQ increased 18 points in the specialized group. Language skills improved. 30% of the specialized group were re-diagnosed with a less severe form of autism after 2 years. Only 4% of the other kids, 4 or 5% were. No children were considered completely cured, of course. And there are examples in here. So, and to have the money to do this, we'd have the money for all these kids. If it weren't for all the money we've had to waste to try and prove to people that it ain't the vaccines causing autism. Here's another quack getting nailed here. This is a big time, the guru of all this toxic mold nonsense. You notice how that came and went. I ranted and raved and regaled against that when it first came out. It's just crazy. People suing the landlords because there's mold in my apartment making me crazy. This guy has been reprimanded heavily, he's a physician, for mismanaging a bunch of patients, filing new charges of managing seven more. The board charged him with relying on junk science, ordering inappropriate tests, making improper diagnosis of non-existent toxic mold problems, improper billing. You see this a lot. Somebody who rides a wave of our own gullibility and stupidity, they're often dishonest people in everything. You know, they cheat in many other different ways, not just intellectually. And this took a long time to investigate, litigate, and resolve. And they got his medical license, and he'll be put on probation, and he's going to pay some money, and we'll see. More important to me, is that they busted him. And here's another one. We get these calls all the time about the toxic metal stuff. Here's a guru of that just got What's the word I was looking for? Just got bummed from his perch. This guy diagnoses every patient he sees with heavy metal toxicity. And he's facing complaints here of his exploitation of patients, charging cancer patients exorbitant fees for worthless tests and treatments. Bunch of patients here whom he falsely diagnosed with mercury toxicity. And a lot of you call me, a doctor told me that I have mercury toxicity. And I ask you, is that a real doctor? What kind of medicines that doctor practice? What kind of tests did they use? Because this is now, you know, it takes one guru to start a movement, and everybody jumps on board. Because it's lucrative, there's no insurance companies, you make money, and people think they're getting helped. You want to know when your kid's going to go into puberty? Now, I've been through this with all our kids, of course, with men, with boys. It's one morning they wake up and their voice is like this. It's quite remarkable. Other things happen with puberty, as you know, but there's something that happens to these kids before the secondary sexual characteristics, their voice deepens, etc. And that is a change in sleep habits. Quite interesting. They followed kids along from pre, during, and after puberty and found the first thing that happens is a change in sleep patterns. Three times a week. Children started to fall asleep later by an average of 50 minutes. They slept less. Nightly sleep times fell by 40 minutes. Kids started to wake up more often during the night. So you got a teenager or even a preteen that starts doing that. Puberty is just around the corner. So you can start hiding the car keys. Well, we speculated on this when early reports came out. It's now been published. The cause of this weird brain disease happening among slaughterhouse workers in the Midwest. It is due to an autoimmune response to the mist. You're going to love this, of pig brain. Pig brain mist. Now, how does that happen? Well, to remove the brains from the skulls of the pigs, because brain is as you know, it's a delicacy in some Asian countries. They use air, compressed air, to blast the brain out of the skull. And they found that workers who were the closest to this process were the most likely to get this very, very strange disease. And they formed their bodies formed an immune response, like an autoimmune disease. The good news is that almost all these people are better. Two of them may have damage that's not getting better. Weakness and confusion and fatigue and seizures. And they just were inhaling it. Just were inhaling a mist of pig brain. So there's a health warning for you. Do not inhale pig brain mist. Speaking of pigs, it's a piece in the Wall Street Journal on how smart pigs are. And they are. They are very smart animals. They say they're smarter than a dog. And it turns out they have evidence here that domestic pigs can learn how mirrors work. That's one of the traditional measures of intelligence in animals. And they will use their understanding of reflected images to scope out their surroundings and to find foods. What they haven't done yet is the classic mirror self-recognition test. That's a test that so far has only been passed by, you have primates, whales, and porpoises, and dolphins can do that. Is that right? And some other animals that can, you put a dot on their head, on their forehead, you put a mark on it, and they look in a mirror, and they immediately realize that that dot is on their forehead when they're looking in the mirror. You follow that? And they're going to do the self-recognition test, and if they do, they're going to have to say that, you know, pigs are as smart as any other animal that we've seen. They're the quickest animals to learn new routines. They can do circus tricks. They can jump hoops. They can bow. They can stand. They can spin. They can make word-like sounds on command. They can roll out rugs, herd sheep, close open cages, play video games with joysticks, and they're also slow to forget. I'm looking here for the list of the only animals that, and they taste good too. Okay. Sorry, just had to do that. Miss Argentina, the former Miss Argentina, has just died from cosmetic buttock surgery. And as they say here, this is a mother of twins who had everything, died of a pulmonary embolism after a gluteoplasty. Now, you know, in Argentina, they do a lot of plastic surgery. Some major plastic surgery breakthroughs have come from Argentinian plastic surgeons. And are saying here why this woman was beautiful. Why would she have cosmetic surgery on her buttocks? So just to let you know, cosmetic surgery is surgery. Sad article here, but I thought I'd mention it. Here's an operation I've never seen one called a hemicorporectomy. And doctors here are reviewing hemicorporectomies where you remove the lower half of a person's body. You just go from the abdomen down. And I'm sure in the old days you may have seen people unfortunate enough to have had this operation, but it can save your life. Severe pelvic bone infections will do it for, cancers in the bottom half of the body, and other potentially fatal illnesses. Well, the sad thing is that it's Army doctors that are reviewing the literature on this because they expect to see a big increase in the frequency of such procedures because of the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. What can I tell you? Sad, but true. All right, on a related note, I'm going to ask you a question here. I know you've watched lots of movies. You're all used to it. But can you really imagine, I'm asking you honestly, can you really imagine what it's like to kill somebody? All right, and why am I asking that question? That's coming up later. Now, 1-800-548-TALK. Pick up the phone. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494.
When did your life stop being fun? When did you start giving in to your anxiety, your worry, your fear, and depression? At what time did you stop being able to snap out of it? If being happy seems like something you'll never feel again, it doesn't have to feel that way. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks until I took control of my life. That's why I founded the Midwest Center, so people like us could have somewhere to turn to find help. And to help you even more, I'm giving away my powerful free CD to everyone who calls in. You deserve to be happy, and there really is something you can do to help yourself, starting right now. Please call for your free CD. Call now.
Please call right now, and we will send you a powerful, life-changing CD absolutely free. Call 800-210-8225. That's 800-210-8225. Call 800-210-8225 now.
Hello, I'm talking with the talker.
Hello, hello, it is me, the talker, and I am talking now for...
The talker talks for free using the Uma with his home phone.
And it is best if you not get confused with the Hollywood actress Uma, with the U and not the two O's, because she will never drop by and say, hello, you look like you are not getting your phone calls for free, and here, let me slip into something more comfortable. Not that I think about those things, but...
Yes, indeed. Simply plug your home phone into the Uma and then to your broadband connection.
Wait, do not try this with the actress.
Right, and you're making all your home phone calls for free.
So if you had an Uma and you wanted to call Uma, as I have done, which did not work out so well for me, I think they used the words restraining order.
And with the Uma, you'll also get caller ID, 911 service, call waiting, crystal clear voice quality, and now voicemail.
I love you, Uma. See, you cannot know who I was talking to because you did not know which one of the Umas I met.
Get your Uma today, just $249.99 with no monthly fees or contracts. For yours, go to Uma.com. That's OOMA.com.
I love you, Uma.
Now available at Amazon, Best Buy, and Costco.com.
Life's too short to put up with that stuff. Call Dr. Dean at 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. He's got time for your pain.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Let's talk to Diet. How are you doing? Welcome to the program.
Thank you, doctor, and a great day to you.
Thank you.
Where I am, it's crisp, sunny, and freezing. I'm calling in regards to the toxicity that we engulf when we eat something that's been heated in plastic in the microwave. I understand that that's being changed over, so very few receptacles now carry it. But there's a recipe, a receipt, cash register receipt paper that is coated with this stuff so that the laser can print better and the ink doesn't die out in a couple of months on a regular piece of paper. And I'm really worried in the fact that I've noticed the paper from the registers being very slick, and I had heard on some program that it's 1,000 times or over 1,000 times more potent, and that if you go to have a hamburger after you've been shopping around or let the children have potato chips, that you're going to ingest a whole lot more. And as we all know, you can't get rid of plastic, and I'm worried. Something to worry about.
Well, let's talk about this. First, I think I'd worry about the potato chips more than with this, but are you a person who worries a lot? I mean, are you serious? This is a big worry in your life, and you don't worry about all these other things that I worry about, and you found this to worry about, or what?
No, I worry about a lot of things, and I'm not necessarily a huge worrier. But women that shop with children, that's kind of the worry, and I do have a grandchild.
Well, here's the deal. With toxic substances, and we are surrounded by them, it's access to your body that really counts. And as you refer to, in other words, there are many, many things that are extraordinarily toxic if they got into your body, but we work with them, work around them all the time. Breathe them in, that's access to your body. Drink them, eat them, that's access to your body. So when you touch something toxic, which of course we all do, touch things all day long, things that we wouldn't want inside of our bodies, there is a potential. Now, I don't know anything about the paper you're talking about. I have no reason to doubt what you're saying. A cash register receipt, you're not supposed to eat it, so maybe there is something on it. I don't know what there is that could be on it. That could be so terrible. And yet, I just don't see that this could turn into something giant. When it comes to allergies, though, and you may be referring to the stories you hear about, you know, somebody touches a peanut butter sandwich, and then they pick up a basketball and throw it to a kid. The kid touches the basketball, throws it to another kid, and then that kid is allergic to peanuts and can get a reaction because it takes teeny, 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 tiny amounts. With toxic substances, with non-allergic reactions, amount is very, very important because our bodies are all full of toxic stuff. There's just no doubt about it. There isn't it. I mean, every one of us have a few molecules of DDT in us and probably everything else that's bad, from every toxic metal, from mercury, to arsenic. We all have that. It's a matter, does it cause illness? And two, if it does it do it commonly? Because when you think about it, of all the heavy, heavy risks, in other words, I have never had a person call this program, a grandmother or a mother or anybody, say, I'm worried when I drive around in my car with my child. There you have a significant risk of killing your child and yourself. Significant. By that I mean one in a few thousand this year. That's a big-time risk. Your risk of being harmed by any one of these, you know, major, most popular, big-time, headlining toxic threats that we all talk about that are the buzz of the talk shows and the internet, the odds of any of those harming you? As close to zilch as you can mathematically calculate. And maybe under a billion people, you know, you might see, you know, an increase or a decrease or something that has some meaning. But for you as an individual to lie awake at night when you put your pretty head down on the pillow is crazy. It's displaced. So, without even investigating what the substance was, having heard 1,000 stories like this over my career, I would say to you, not worry. I would say, sure, you wash your hands anyway, and it would be a good thing. If you're out, you know, the filthiest thing you do when you're out shopping is touching a shopping cart. So in the example you gave me for moms who are out there, you know, grabbing a shopping cart, it's all full of germs. Then you're going to touch something your kid is going to eat. That might be dangerous, but touching a shopping register receipt, I don't think would rank up there. So now, D-Ed, I can put you at rest, and you can start worrying about whether you're going to get enough Christmas presents for everybody. All right, I want to talk to you about, have you ever really sat and seriously imagined killing someone You supply the situation. I'll supply one here from this study, and I'll tell you why I'm asking you that question. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255 or TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. President Barack Obama will lay out his plans for sending more troops to Afghanistan during a speech to the American public tonight. You can hear it beginning at 5 o'clock right here on KGO. If the drought continues, water deliveries to more than 25 million Californians will be at record low amounts next year, says the Department of Water Resources. The six defendants, ages 15 to 21, accused of gang raping a 16-year-old Richmond girl, entered not guilty pleas today in Contra Costa County Superior Court. And on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closed the day up 126 points at 10,471. NASDAQ gained 31 at 2,175. And the S&P 500 picked up 13 at 1,108. KGO Lloyd, Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area. Variable high clouds, continued mild temperatures this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
When you want to talk to someone, you just pick up the phone and dial. But what if it weren't that easy? Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and I'm excited to tell you about the California Telephone Access Program, CTAP. If you or someone you know has trouble seeing, hearing, speaking, moving, or remembering, CTAP has specialized phones available at no cost to you. These phones flash for incoming calls, turn up the outgoing volume, have big buttons for easier viewing, remember numbers, and more. To learn more about this program, call CTAP at 800-806-1191. My mom had Alzheimer's disease, so I know what a difference these phones can make in keeping people connected to those we love. There's no cost, no obligation, age, or income requirement for this state program. To download your certification form, visit ddtp.org or call CTAP at 800-806-1191. The number again, 800-806-1191. Communicate your way.
This holiday season, find out what Gems TV customers have known for years. Get great quality jewelry at sales prices every day. This holiday season, Gems TV saves you time and money. And forget about the hassles of holiday crowds, traffic, and expensive retail prices. How do we do it? We cut out the middleman so you can afford the jewelry you've always dreamed of. Gems TV is a fun and easy way to shop at home or at work on GemsTV.com, where the price continues to fall and everyone pays the final low price. Watch every day on Comcast Channel 77 or 168, DirecTV Channel 233, and Dish Network Channel 226. Or log on to GemsTV.com to watch our reverse auction games live and find weekly holiday sales. This holiday season, don't overpay for genuine gemstone jewelry and give a gift that lasts a lifetime. Compare for yourself today. GemsTV, your trusted source for genuine gemstone jewelry.
Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, chairman of Fremont Bank. In this economy, why spend any more than you have to? Mortgage rates have dropped, and even if your home's value has declined, call Fremont Bank. Right now, the rate on our fixed-rate mortgage is as low as 4.375% APR with no closing cost or points. Call 866-341-REFI to speak with one of our loan officers to find out if refinancing your mortgage can lower your monthly payment. They'll answer your questions and start your application right over the phone. It's quick and easy. Even in this housing market, make the call today about these historically low mortgage rates, as low as 4.375% APR on a fixed-rate mortgage with Fremont Bank. That's 866-341-REFI. For details about credit cost and terms, or visit FremontBank.com.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 11-1309, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your dream of homeownership just became more attainable than ever. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know the homebuyer tax credit has been extended and expanded. Current homeowners can receive a $6,500 tax credit. First-time buyers are still eligible to receive an $8,000 credit. This once-in-a-lifetime opportunity ends April 30th. Talk to a Realtor for qualification details or visit houselogic.com/homebuyer tax credit. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today. Income qualification applies. Only Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Coming to a Jack in the Box near you every day from 2 to 5 p.m. to get half off any real ice cream shake for a limited time only.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. Yeah, we've all seen it a million times. We've all watched too many movies. But I want to talk to you about the issue addressed in this particular research about what it's like to kill somebody. And you might think that's a simplistic type of a concept, but truthfully, you know, it isn't. And it isn't so automatic. You know, thou shalt not kill. Yeah, one of your major commandments. One out of the ten, but it's not absolute. If a politician tells you to sign up, go down to your recruiting center and sign up, become a soldier, and kill someone that the politician says you should kill because they're the enemy, you do it. Right? And think nothing of it? Well, not true. You would think something of it. And this is a report where they looked at veterans of the Vietnam War, and they compared veterans who said they believed or reported killing another person during combat to those who did not. Then they compared the two groups on all kinds of behavioral psychological measures, PTSD, violent behaviors, problems in employment, relationship problems, legal problems, drug abuse, dissociation, mental states where you get a sense of separation from your thoughts and feelings. Every veteran, those veterans who reported killing, scored significantly higher in every one of those categories than those who did not. Bottom line is that taking a life can have a profound effect on a veteran of war. In the military, you're trained, you know, to shoot a target. But sometimes the humanity of that target intrudes and people come to question what they've done. And I think realistically so, don't you? Wouldn't it be a better world where people have to think about it, as horrible as the effect can be, especially post-traumatic stress disorder in our soldiers? Because we all know, we make war, then we make peace. And every country's soldiers believe in their cause. Every enemy we've ever had, those soldiers believe in their cause as much as our soldiers believe in our cause. And then the war is over, everybody shakes hands, make friends, and we buy their toys. It's crazy. Why have the war in the first place if we're capable of making peace? Naive question, of course. But it is something to ponder. And we all deal with this. We sanction it via our vote or our silent assent. And yet it is necessary. I don't see in my lifetime, do you see humans rising above the idea of war? It's such a heavy thing. Nevertheless, it takes a toll. Military, it's tough. They are our heroes. They're my heroes. I watch TV reports and I see these kids doing their duty because they are asked to. It's as simple as that, isn't it? We sit back and, oh, we have a lot of opinions, don't we? We know what's right. We know what's wrong. We know where they need more soldiers and where they don't. And not many of us have ever polished a pair of black shoes. So I'm not surprised. For instance, you saw a few weeks ago the study on suicides in the Army set a new high. The most we've ever seen. What's going on? What's going on? And each case, I'm sure, is going to be difficult and different. Mental health issues in the military have probably been ignored. It's about manhood and all that, and real men don't have mental health difficulties. Well, that ain't true. It's real men who ask for help when they have mental health difficulties. Either way, it's a serious issue. All right, let's talk to Francis. How you doing, Francis?
I arranged my day in order to hear your program.
I'm so sorry, sir. You need a life. What's your question?
I received in the mail yesterday an advertisement for Perfect Sight glasses. They're unique, perforated lenses, naturally strengthen eye muscles without straining. They seem to be opaque, and they have pinholes all over them. And it further goes on to say, give your eyes a workout while reading, watching TV, or just relaxing. Yes?
That's interesting. It's interesting because there is some truth to what you said in the beginning. I once thought about selling these to people because there is something clever about it. If indeed, now let me do this quickly and easily. If you came to me and said, Doc, I'm having trouble seeing, but I don't know whether it's because I need glasses or I have a disease, I would tell you to do the following thing. Take a piece of cardboard, take a pin, poke a hole in the cardboard. Now cover up your good eye and hold that pinhole over your bad eye. If you can see better, then your problem is optical. You need glasses. If you can't, you probably have a disease in your eye. A pinhole And a lot of you have made pinhole cameras as kids. You don't need a lens to bend the light because... it's just next to impossible trying to do on radio. But if a pinhole just allows straight rays to go right through the pinhole, so everything is in focus. And it's really quite interesting. And I, when you squint, and I know a lot of you haven't gone out and bought yourself a pair of Dr. Dean Adel eyeglasses. You're doing it because that's what I did for a long time while I was in denial. You squint. Makes a pinhole. Between your eyelids, you're making a little bit of a pinhole. And lo and behold, you can see clearly. I sometimes take my fingers. If you take your index finger, your pointing finger, and you curl it around, and you make a little teeny space right in the middle, and you hold it up to your eye, you can see things without your glasses. Because you're just dealing with those center rays of light as they come through the center of your lens and your cornea. So you don't need any refraction of the light rays to enable you to see clearly. So, the glasses you described, yes, if you took a piece of cardboard and you poked a bunch of little pinholes in it and you held them up to your eye, you'd be able to see without your glasses. But they look funny. They do not strengthen your eyes. They have no particular advantage other than, you know, you could keep them around as a spare and they would fit any person who has eyeglass needs. They could see through those in an emergency, but I don't think that's enough of a market. So every once in a while I see these distributed and people trying to sell them with the idea that they're going to... strengthen their eyes and get rid of their need for glasses, but that isn't true. All right, Ivan, Dr. Adel here. Welcome to the program.
Happy holidays.
Yep. Oh, bad connection, Ivan. Heather, I'll tell you, Heather, why don't you try to get that connection fixed, and I'll take a break. And have that person move to another room. I'm Dr. Dean Adel, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK.
What are you waiting for? As an experienced manager, you've accomplished far too much to have your busy life keep you from one of your biggest dreams, earning an executive MBA from a prestigious business school. That's why the time is now to enroll in the prestigious Pepperdine Executive MBA program. You have the opportunity to begin your executive MBA this January. Pepperdine's highly ranked executive MBA is a unique 20-month program with weekend classes that focuses on both your intellect and your values. It will change the way you approach the daily challenges you face as a leader. So stop procrastinating. Don't put off what you can achieve today. Invest in yourself now with a Pepperdine Executive MBA. To learn more, attend an information session. Or to apply for the January 2010 class, call 800-766-5062 or visit bschool.pepperdine.edu. The Pepperdine Graziadio School of Business and Management. Are you ready?
Black Friday starts the holiday shopping season, the favorite among identity thieves. Want to protect yourself from identity theft while shopping in stores or online? Experts advise, 1. Install firewall hardware, anti-spyware, and anti-phishing software. 2. Monitor your credit cards and bank statements. 3. Shred receipts. And 4. Beware of ATM and credit card machines with theft devices. Seriously, who can do all that? Holiday shopping peace of mind comes with LifeLock protection. We take proactive steps to help stop identity theft before it happens. And if you become a victim of identity theft while a member of LifeLock because of a failure in our service, we'll help you fix it up to $1 million. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Why risk identity theft when just $10 a month helps deter it? Call now and mention Secure for an additional 20% off. Call 1-800-364-0036. That's 1-800-364-0036.
Tonight, it's everyone's favorite gift.
Join me, Heidi Klum.
The Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
It's the most glamorous night on television.
And this year, it's even better with musical guest, the Black Eyed Peas.
That tonight's gonna be
Plus, for the first time, a new runway angel chosen from a nationwide search gets a shot at center stage.
Thank you so much.
It's the one, the only, Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. Tonight, only CBS.
Usability and access advance your potential at work and at home. AT&T universally designed technologies and resources provide wireless and broadband that are accessible and compatible for your everyday life. Get the Mobile Speak and Mobile Magnifier compatible Samsung Jack smartphone for $79.99 after mail-in rebate via $100 AT&T promotion card with purchase of $30 a month data plan and two-year agreement. Go to att.com/universalpersonal or call 1-800-261-7966. AT&T, your world delivered.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinardell here. Let's talk to Jim. How you doing, Jim?
How you doing there, Doctor?
Yes, sir.
Two quick and simple, but I think interesting questions. The first one, I'm a bodybuilder, and I take a lot of protein. And I'm aware that the human body can only really absorb about 30 grams at a time. And so I'm wondering, you know, if I have, say, 50 or something, does that other 20, does that get converted to fat? Or what happens with that?
Yes. Well, you know, you don't want to have too much protein. We don't think that's good for you. We think it can create kidney disease, kidney stones, liver problems. It goes on and on because with protein, which is necessary, of course, the reason you need protein is you need the essential amino acids. Because with those essential 8 amino acids, your body uses those to make protein for itself, as in, say, muscle tissue. So when you give the body excess protein, the body has to deal with the nitrogen. Protein is the amino acids are simple molecules that have nitrogen attached. So your liver's got to pull the nitrogen off, then it's got to deal with the nitrogen. What to do with the nitrogen? It's got to make uric acid, urea, send it over to the kidney where it gets excreted, so it's extra work. Bodybuilders, really, unless you are serious and you're really going for it big time in a competitive way, you don't really need extra protein, a little extra, but you don't have to go crazy. And how you get it is important. If it's going to be you're getting it with steak, you know, then you're going to be harming yourself in other ways. Essentially, the rules for protein are a gram of protein for every kilogram you weigh. So a kilogram is 2.2 pounds. So let's say a 70-kilogram man, 150 pounds, needs 70 grams of protein. That is probably overkill. So if you're doing a couple of 30-gram doses in a day, that's fine. You know, when you start getting up way above that, you may be doing yourself more harm than good. What was the second part of your question?
This is kind of a weird one. I was just wondering, a temporary condition of a man's body, if he's in stupendous health or he has, you know, he's brought on diabetes or something, can that be passed on in the sperm, say, to the baby or the egg?
Yeah, no. In general, there are very few examples where men can even pass on toxicity. If anything damages a sperm, it would carry that. But a sperm is just a package of DNA. It's the genes. That is all it is. And anything really horrible would kill the sperm. So you don't pass those kind of things on. But you mentioned diabetes. There is a genetic tendency towards diabetes. It's genetic. And you might pass that on. But if the child doesn't, say, eat too much food and get fat so that genetic tendency can manifest itself, then that's, you know, that's what that is. I, for instance, of all my grandmothers, were diabetic, and it hasn't shown up in my generation because I hope I'm not giving it an environmental surroundings to pull that off. All right. Let's talk to Karen. How you doing, Karen?
Dr. Dean.
Yes.
Yes, you had mentioned last week, I believe, a website that people could go to have a redwood tree donated in their name.
Yes, absolutely.
Catch it. And if you could repeat that, that would
be great. Yes, I'd be happy to repeat it because I'm peripherally involved with the organization. And maybe all of you do the same thing. You sit sometimes and you wonder what in the heck you're going to do for the holidays. You know, especially for people who have everything. I enjoy when I get cards from people who say, I've donated so and so many number of dollars to the food bank, you know, or to homeless people in your name. I think that's a great way to bring back the spirit of Christmas. The retail holiday Christmas bugs the heck out of me. The spirit of it is just fine. So this organization, here's the issue. We have our tree museums, right? You can go places in this country and see these magnificent redwood trees, thousands of years old. They are preserved forever, thank God. But what about the rest of our nation's forests, our redwood forests? What's going to happen to our lumber industry? You know what's been happening. And unless we take action now and do something to create a sustainable industry, and by that I mean having forests that we can harvest in future generations. Because we need paper, we got to grow up, we need wood. You know, I accept that as an old environmentalist, but it's gone beyond that. So this organization combines lumber people and environmentalists, and it's really, it is looking into the future, and it is a new wave. What they're looking to do, and they have got an incredible start. I'll give you the website. You can see what they are doing with 50,000 acres in setting it up so forests can be a community asset. People can enjoy them, use them recreationally, as well as let these forests supply us with lumber needs way, way in the future in a sustainable way. And so they have these leftover orphaned redwood trees. And, you know, they're like 6 inches high. And you know what a redwood tree can do. It'll get 300 feet real fast. So be careful if you decide you want to get this and plant it in your backyard. But they will plant it in some very important areas in Northern California and elsewhere for you in your name. And it's inexpensive. It's $15 for a tree, but you give them a few $100 or $1,000, you can get a whole grove. So go learn more about this, because this is really a very, very positive deal. The organization is RFFI, RAFI, Redwood Forest Foundation, Inc.org. RFFI.org. And you can adopt a tree and learn more of the details. But that's the overview, and I just think it's a fabulous concept. And they have the support of a lot of big heavyweights. The National Geographic, if you saw that last issue, that picture of that redwood tree, an amazing issue. This man named Michael Fay, you may know from his famous African transect, did a redwood transect, found the most southernmost redwood tree in America and the northernmost, and walked. This guy doesn't, he did no planes, trains, automobiles. He's an amazing, amazing guy in the backwoods. And he did this across Africa once, became really famous. He is a big time supporter of this organization and the idea. So he might come off as a pure environmentalist, which means let's not harvest anything, as opposed to let's make some compromises here so we have future products for our country and the world, as well as managing our environment with respect. All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. Stay tuned.
Food for thought from farmers. No one wants to think about all the things that can go wrong. But at Farmers Insurance, that's what we've been doing for the last 80 years. So today, our disaster response team watches weather patterns and developing storms so we can be first on the scene to lend a hand, a strong back, or even just a shoulder. To find an agent near you, visit farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance. And be ready for tomorrow.
With all of the good things you do for your heart, like... and...
I'll have the salmon.
Take Centrum Cardio, the only leading complete multivitamin with CoraWise phytosterols that may reduce the risk of heart disease by lowering cholesterol. Centrum Cardio, the multivitamin that's good for your heart. As part of a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol, 400 milligrams free phytosterols taken twice a day for a total daily intake of at least 800 milligrams may reduce the risk of heart disease by lowering blood cholesterol.
Hey, it's Gil Gross. Still seeing better than 2020 thanks to Harvard MD and 49ers eye doctor, Dr. Scott Hiver. And now, Dr. Hiver is offering all laser blade-free LASIK. This is a breakthrough in treating nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. All laser LASIK is not only a faster, safer, more precise way of correcting your prescription, it's also specifically designed to keep your night vision clear and sharp. And now, all laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver is more affordable than ever with his special 24-month interest-free plans. Right. If you qualify, you can now spread your payments out over 24 months interest-free. Plus, there's no down payment or upfront costs. But this offer expires at the end of the year. So call now and schedule your free all-laser LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver. Just call 800-454-2747. That's 800-454-2747. Or you can go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V as in vision, E-R.com.
Wrap up your holiday shopping at OrientalTrading.com. Find stocking stuffers, holiday party supplies, handmade gifts, decorations, and more. Backed by Oriental Trading's lowest prices guaranteed. For a limited time, enter key code SNOW at checkout and receive free shipping on orders of $30 or more. Save time, gas, and money and have holiday fun delivered right to your front door. Enter key code SNOW at OrientalTrading.com. Your one-stop shop for all your holiday needs.
Not valid with any other offer. Free shipping for U.S. residents only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii. Special offer expires December 15th, 2009.
See the 2010 vehicles from the world's major manufacturers when Autotrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace, presents the San Francisco Chronicle SFGate.com International Auto Show, now at Moscone Center. Cars, trucks, SUVs, vans, hybrid sports cars, and classics from the Academy of Art University collection. Admissions just $8, kids 12 and under free with an adult. It's the 52nd annual International Auto Show, now through December 2nd at San Francisco's Moscone Center.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Let's talk to Ron. Ron, Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Adell. Can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for bringing up that subject as far as killing people. I'm a former combat veteran, Tet Offensive 68 Vietnam. It's a horrible, horrible thing to do. It's a horrible feeling. It's been many years ago, and to this day, I still suffer from post-traumatic stress. I'm still under treatment with the VA. It's a lot of things and many, many, many things that people just don't understand. And it's a very, very long-lasting feeling that lasts a lifetime. And like I said, I do appreciate you bringing that up, because the more the people know, the more they will understand to not only the Vietnam veteran, but our returning men and women from Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's horrible. There's just no two ways about it. I know you're trained for that, but when it happens, it's indescribable. It's
you know something, Ron, you know, don't compliment me. I'm complimenting you. I really appreciate your call to say these things, because this is the unwritten part of it all. I can only tell you, as a physician, when I lose a patient just simply from the best efforts to save their lives, it's devastating. I can only imagine the thought process that happens. Yes, you're doing what you're supposed to do. You're defending your country. You are under attack, and yet it is so much more complicated than that. What it means to me is that humanity itself, you know, may be hardwired in most of us. It may be hardwired, and that should be, because if it wasn't, we'd just all be killing each other. Yes, there are people among us who kill each other anyway, but that's a whole different thing in a small minority. But the fact is that this has such a profound impact upon soldiers that it tells you that most of us care, most of us don't want to kill, and then when we have to, and we do it even when it's remote and it's just, quote, a target, it's upsetting. But I find most Americans so far removed from this, either because I remember in the Vietnam era how upsetting it was when one news magazine decided to show a picture of what real war was like, how we hide it. We want people to believe this mythology that we perpetrate in some Hollywood movies, therefore making it easier for us to vote or to gather our resources to create an army and go to war. I don't know what other reason there would be, but the sooner we all in this world grasp the reality of it, maybe the sooner we can begin to dream, and it's only a dream of a time when we can get along a little better than we do. Thank you very much for that call, Ron. I appreciate it. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Please join us in the next program. Until then, as always, be well.
Hi, I'm Erica Geary, deli manager at Lucky Supermarket on North Matilda Avenue in Sunnyvale. I think the key to hosting a big holiday dinner is a plan. I know what I'm going to make myself, what I'm going to buy already made, and what I'm going to ask others to bring.
What are you going to bring to that holiday party? How about sandwich trays, shrimp rings, ribs, wings, cupcakes, or fresh baked apple pie? From the deli and bakery at Lucky. Last minute is no problem. They're ready to go and ready to serve. The holidays are always more fun if you let Lucky help.
At Lucky's, we always have beautiful party trays ready to go during the busy holidays.
Holiday traditions from our family to yours.
Lucky, committed to low prices when you need them most.
It's crab season, and Lucky's Butcher Block full-service seafood department has fresh Dungeness crab, perfect on their own or for adding to Chipino. And their Master Catch shrimp trays are a great addition to any holiday party.
At what point in life do you earn the freedom to be who you truly are and who you truly want to become? At AgeSong, we believe it will be the moment you step through the doors of our newest elder community, AgeSong at Bayside Park. Designed to celebrate aging, AgeSong at Bayside Park will be unlike any other independent or assisted living environment. It is a true elder community, acknowledging the challenges of aging while allowing the personal growth that elder status affords. With its rooftop garden, wellness pool, public cafe, and educational center, this community is special. Situated within Emeryville's vibrant shopping, residential, and business districts, AgeSong at Bayside Park will allow residents to remain intimately connected to the Bay Area lifestyle, while offering opportunities for peace and quiet when preferred. AgeSong at Bayside Park. Freedom to be. Reserve your place now. Call 877-AGE-SONG today. That's 877-AGE-SONG. Or visit AgeSong.com.
It's Gil Gross. 3 o'clock hour. We'll